Pages 9 to 14, Meeting Our Priorities. On the right of this page are two small inset photographs of older people and their family and loved ones. Priority 1, provide high-quality older persons' accommodation with modern facilities. Later living housing makes up approximately 25% of the council's housing stock. We have a responsibility to ensure that we are providing accommodation that meets the bespoke needs of older people. We take this responsibility seriously and consider the scheme as well as the individual needs of the tenant to meet our standards. How the design of our scheme supports our tenants. We want to promote good well-being, reduce social isolation and provide a pleasant living environment with future-proofed schemes. We seek to align with the HAPPY principles. Space and flexible layouts, positive use of shared spaces to promote connection, interdependence and natural surveillance. Adaptability and care-ready design, for example, telecare. Daylight in the home and in shared spaces. Balconies and or outdoor space. Provision of plants, trees and preservation of the natural environment. Storage for belongings, mobility scooters and bicycles. External shared surfaces that give priority to pedestrians, especially those with navigation issues or are visually impaired. Shared facilities and hubs to support scheme and wider community activities. Energy efficiency and sustainable design. There is a footnote referring to the acronym HAPPY. Housing Our Ageing Population Panel for Innovation. Website address www.housingin.org.uk/topics/browse/design-building/happy. Action 1 of this strategy is to undertake a review of the sites to understand what upgrades may be required to reflect the HAPPY principles. The article continues on page 10, the top half of which is a photograph of Sylvan Court in Locks Heath. Inset is a paragraph which reads, "We want to ensure that the service reflects the needs of our tenants now and in the future." The title is The Core and Mobile Model. The council's later living schemes are designated either core or mobile, also referred to as cluster. This model has been in place for over 15 years. It was originally intended that the core schemes would provide management of support services, coordinate events, and open the communal areas to the wider community. The mobile schemes were intended for those tenants who were more independent. It was hoped they would access the communal areas of the core schemes and choose to move to that site should they become frailer. Given the time that has passed since the model was approved, we will undertake a review to ensure it is working for our tenants. We want to ensure that the service reflects the needs of our tenants now and in the future. There is a footnote referring to the core and mobile model, which reads, Vision for Older People, 7th September 2009, Executive Meeting Report. Website address, moderngov.fareham.gov.uk/data/executive/2009097/reports-public. Action 2. Undertake a review of the core and mobile model to ensure it reflects the needs of our current and future tenant population. Continuing on to page 11, on the bottom left of the page is a photograph of an electric car charge point, above which is the first article entitled Stock Condition. The condition of the housing stock is good, although we recognise some of our older schemes require modernisation. Our most recent developments are Sir Randall Cramer House, Sylvan Court and Collingwood Court. As part of the 2019 Affordable Housing Strategy, we identified Ashton Court as requiring significant modernisation. Redevelopment of this site commenced in 2024. Nearly a half of the sites were constructed pre-1980s, and only a tenth of the total stock were built post-2000. This means that many of the sites are harder to modernise in terms of accessibility or Wi-Fi connectivity. However, redecoration of the schemes has been added to the work programme and residents will be consulted on improvements prior to any renovation. To reflect our desire to run more modern accommodation, we will review the layout and redevelop if possible and appropriate. Moving to the right of the page, the title is Providing Greener and More Energy Efficient Homes. We are trying to improve our energy efficiency where possible and make our homes greener. Due to the age of many of our later living schemes, this can be very difficult. However, we have been able to undertake works over the years to improve insulation, heating, and by installing solar panels at some accommodation. We will be using our asset management surveys to identify any further energy efficiency and environmental improvements. This information will help us apply for any grant funding that becomes available. As electric cars become more mainstream, it will become more crucial for charging points to be accessible for residents. For example, registered disabled users may receive electric cars. As most of the properties are flats without designated spaces, the demand will need to be addressed. Currently, due to limited parking at the sites, electric car charging presents a problem. The newer schemes, such as Sir Randall Cramer House and Ashton Court, have electric vehicle charging points enabled during construction. In the case of Ashton Court, this will be in place from the outset, and at Sir Randall Cramer House, the infrastructure is in place for charging points to be installed when demand justifies it. Action 3. Use our asset management surveys to identify any further energy efficiency and environmental improvements. The article continues on page 12. The middle of the page has a photograph of a specially adapted white-tiled bathroom. The title above is Adaptations. Disabled adaptations are a key consideration in helping tenants whose needs change over time. The Council has a separate adaptations policy to ensure that all tenants are provided with housing that best meets their assessed needs. This may be through adaptation of their existing accommodation or by providing options for more suitable alternative housing. The adaptations policy details the process for requesting adaptations. The initial steps are to contact an occupational therapist at HCC. Our existing later living housing properties already have a number of accessible features fitted as standard. These include grab rails, level access doors, and long-levered taps, as well as other fittings. Under the bathroom photograph is the title Void Status. When a property becomes vacant, it is known as a void. It will go through a process of checks and remedial works before it is re-let. The void status of properties can be used to determine the condition and sometimes the desirability of a particular scheme. We know that some schemes are harder to let than others. This can be due to the location of the site, the age and layout, or that tenant expectations have changed over time. As part of any regeneration project, we will use voids data to help inform any considerations for redevelopment or regeneration of the scheme. There is a footnote referring to the adaptations policy, which is the website address. www.fareham.gov.uk/housing/housing_policies_and_strategies/HSGpolicy.aspx. Continuing on to page 13, the top left-hand corner shows a photograph of Ashton Court in Porchester, with an insert saying, "Additional provision of later living housing is demand-led." Underneath is the title, "Redevelopment of Schemes." Sometimes properties in our portfolio have to be considered for regeneration. This may be because the condition cannot be updated to more modern standards, or homes cannot be adapted. An example of this is Melvin Jones House, where the design of the build could no longer support the accessibility needs of our residents and cannot be reconfigured with the layout of the scheme. When determining whether schemes need redevelopment, we use the principles set out in the Fareham Housing Regeneration Strategy 2021 to 2036. Additional provision of later living housing is demand-led. The Ashton Court development will nearly double the number of units on the site and assist in meeting a large proportion of the need on the council's housing register. Ongoing analysis of the housing register will be undertaken to understand demand. As newer housing comes into use, the older schemes will be reviewed in terms of suitability for the needs of older people. We will use the latest data from the housing register to inform any new development of later living schemes. The information will also be used for any redevelopment of sites, as it can indicate how many units are appropriate for that site. Additional factors such as accessibility and proximity to services such as doctors, shops, bus routes and other key areas are also taken into account. On the right of the page, the title is "The Council's Asset Management System." The Council's Asset Management System records all property information in its portfolio. This application holds data on the age, build type, works, and current condition of the homes, as well as being able to flag when improvement to stock is required. A new round of stock condition surveys started in 2023-2024, which are the key source of data for the asset management system. Nearly a half of the later living sites were built pre-1980s, and only a tenth of the homes were built post-2000. Some of the pre-1980 schemes have no lifts, long corridors without seating, and little natural light. This means that many of the properties are harder to modernise. New developments may also be a factor in redevelopment decisions. For example, the new Ashton Court will be providing 60 later living flats in Porchester. We would expect an increase in demand to move to these newer sites. However, we are unable to quantify the exact figure. The demand of sites will be monitored to understand any implications. There is a footnote referring to the Fareham Housing Regeneration Strategy 2021-2036, which is a website address. www.farum.gov.uk/pdf/planning/regeneration_strategy_2021_adopted_march_2021.pdf. Turning now to page 14, there is a photograph of the railway viaduct spanning Fareham Creek, with a large group of swans in the foreground. Inset is a repeat of the paragraph, "We want to ensure that the service reflects the needs of our tenants now and in the future." Underneath is the title, "How the Fareham Borough Council Housing Register is used to inform new developments." On the right of the page is a smaller photograph of an elderly person being served a meal. The Council's Housing Register is a record of all eligible households who have applied to the Council and are in need of affordable or social rent homes. This is for both general and later living housing. The Council accepts eligible applicants over the age of 55 into our later living schemes. The housing waiting list currently stands at around 300 households in 2025. Of the Council's housing stock, approximately 1,700 homes are currently occupied by families. It is expected that as these families get older, many individuals will need to move to later living housing. When applicants approach the Council for housing options, they are asked which area they would prefer to live in. Many applicants have strong reasons for seeking properties in a particular area, for example, where their wider family or support network live. The Council endeavours to support these requests where we can. We undertake frequent analysis of the waiting list to understand demand for our stock based on property type, location preference and size. We also regularly review our waiting list to ensure applicant information is still accurate. Action 4. Undertake a review of the housing waiting list to understand demand and inform future redevelopment. Thank you.